Fernando Botero, the grand master of generous art both in his artistic approach and philanthropic endeavors, has passed away at 91, leaving behind a prolific legacy marked by profound humanism. The art world mourns the loss of the legendary Colombian artist Fernando Botero, who has died at the age of 91. Botero, whose indelible imprint on the artistic landscape is synonymous with generosity both in his creative output and his dedication to democratizing culture, leaves behind a monumental oeuvre that transcends borders and genres. Born on April 19, 1932, in Medellin, nestled in the Andes mountain range, Botero embraced his artistic destiny from a very young age, immersing himself in the world of painting despite the limited recognition of this career in his homeland at the time. His passion for art quickly manifested through his bullfighting drawings, which he sold at the gates of Bogotá's arenas as a young teenager of 15. Botero's prolific career soared in the 1970s, a period during which his collaboration with Dietrich Malouv, the director of the German Museum in New York, initiated a series of triumphant exhibitions that catapulted him onto the international artistic stage. His distinctive hallmark emerged through bold interpretations of proportions, establishing a monumentally volumetric style that oscillates between exaggeration and subtlety, between gigantism and meticulous detail. Botero drew inspiration from a range of artistic currents, from the masters of the Italian Renaissance to pre-Columbian art and Mexican frescoes. He also derived from the socio-political context of his country, tackling sensitive themes such as guerrillas, earthquakes, and drug trafficking. His biting satire spanned decades, critically addressing the Catholic Church, the Colombian aristocracy, and Latin American dictators in turn. Among his standout works are Still Life with Mandolin and Mona Lisa at the age of 12, the latter of which earned a place in the prestigious Museum of Modern Art in New York. Botero continually championed volume in modern art, rejecting the reductive notion of fat for his creations, instead delving into a pursuit of the monumental, of grandiosity, a celebration of the generosity of forms. Besides his pictorial output, Botero was also a prolific sculptor, with a significant portion of his sculptural career unfolding in Pietrasanta, Italy. His monumental works have found homes in various corners of the globe, from Paris to Venice and Egypt, attesting to his belief that art should be accessible and shared widely. Beyond his immense artistic talent, Botero was a generous philanthropist, making donations estimated to exceed $200 million. His contributions encompass countless works gifted to museums in Colombia and worldwide, as well as masterpieces from his private collection, featuring canvases by Picasso, Monet, and Renoir. Despite personal trials, including the tragic loss of a child in a car accident, Botero nurtured an unyielding creative vigor throughout his life, refusing to succumb to the fear of death. As he departs, Fernando Botero leaves an incomparably rich artistic legacy, a vibrant ode to generosity, voluptuousness, and deep humanity that will continue to inspire future generations. His departure marks the end of an era, but his work, steeped in an insatiable thirst for creation, remains more alive than ever, an eternal testament to a life dedicated to art.